It's a big deal when a child can finally start buying gifts with his or her own money, yeah. I remember one of the first gifts I was able to buy for my mom. It was a corsage for Mother's Day. I was doing this all on my own. I was so proud. I saved up my allowances. I rode my bike about 6 blocks to the florist. I picked out these 2 carnations. I still remember. One was pink, one was white. And then I got on my bike and I held the white box on my handlebars. I was so proud of this gift. And then I hit a bump. In one very depressing moment, that white box went flying off the handlebars in front of my bike and I ran over it. So there I was, this forlorn little guy, bike on the ground, looking very sadly at my gift with a tire mark right down the middle. Sniff. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about your irreplaceable gift. Our word for today from the Word of God. It's in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and I'll begin reading at verse 3. It says, "It is God's will that you should be sanctified." Now, that means kept special, reserved for special purposes. "It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control his own body in a way that is holy and honorable." Now notice the sequence here. Stay special. You do that by avoiding sexual immorality, sexual sin, and you do that by controlling your passions. See, God's given this unique gift to you to give to the person that you commit your love to for a lifetime, your husband or wife. And there's no greater joy than to present that gift to your permanent lifetime partner. Take it from the boy who ran over the gift that he wanted to be special. It really hurts when you ruin it. Now, if you're in a position to influence young people about sexual purity, would you use the approach God uses? A positive morality? Not negative, not a condemning one. It's all about the beauty of the gift of sex, not the dirtiness of it. It's too good to ruin. And you ruin it when you open it early or you run over it. The best of sex, the best of love are reserved for those who keep it special. And if you're single and you're facing the pressure to have sex outside of marriage, assume God had you tune in today. He's whispering 2 words in your heart to build your morality on. No regrets. What might give you some short-term sense of relief or closeness or even love will give you a very long-term sense of guilt and loss. See, you can only give your purity for the first time, one time. You say, "Well, Ron, I've already run over the gift." Don't believe the lie that it doesn't matter what you do now. It does. Here's great news. 1 John 1:7. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, purifies us from all sin. In Joel 2:25, he says, "He will restore the years the locusts have eaten." Bring your sexuality, bring your sexual sin to the Lord. And let him purify you and let him begin to restore your spiritual and emotional virginity. See, when you understand what a priceless, irreplaceable gift God gave you in the gift of sex, you commit yourself to keep it special. And if you've never experienced the wonderful spiritual shower of knowing you've been forgiven by God for every wrong thing, every dirty thing, every sinful thing you have ever done, the place that happens is at the cross where Jesus paid for what you wish you had not done, for every sin of your life. Today you say, "Jesus, I'm yours," and he comes into your life and erases every sin of your life from God's book. Let it happen today, my friend. I think our website can help you get started with him. It's anewstory.com. Go there today, anewstory.com. It hurts a lot to ruin a valuable gift. So hold it close, and it'll be worth the wait when you present that unspoiled gift to your lifetime love. But if you need to be forgiven for what you've already done, this is your day to meet Jesus, who says he'll make you a new creation in Christ, a new beginning.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.